The state of Maryland is going to great lengths to quell concerns about its new touchscreen voting machines. They'll get their first statewide test in the March 2nd primary, and in an effort to convince voters that the machines won't be susceptible to hackers, the Maryland General Assembly did something unusual. It hired some hackers to test the system, as NPR's Pam Fester reports.
These hackers and some assorted friends approach their assignment with the glee of children who've been told they can do what they want with the old family television set.
Just kept shoving it back in there again.
Put it in there.
He broke the voting machine. I'll have to reset it.
About a dozen men and one woman have assembled here in the offices of Raba Technologies in Columbia, Maryland. The room is set up to look like a mini precinct, with six touchscreen voting machines lined up in a row. The machines sit atop spindly metal legs. Each has a screen similar to one on an ATM and a slot on the side for a voter access card.
So you just kept jamming it in, and it thinks it's still reading.
Right.
It's probably an invalid card. You might have already voted with that card.
Team leader Michael Wertheimer has asked everyone here to do what they can to tamper with the machines. It's similar to the so-called red team approach he used when working at the top secret National Security Agency. The purpose is to discover security flaws before the bad guys do, and then to fix them. What this team discovers is, with some luck, a little computer expertise, and malicious intent, it's easy to cause trouble.
This is a nasty group. You just can't imagine what they've come up with to mess with the election.
Wertheimer says there are solutions to most of the problems, and in fact, state election officials say they've either already addressed them or will do so soon. But the group's findings are unsettling. Team member Mark McLarnon, wearing a black leather jacket, whips out a metal lockpicking kit he got off the internet. He sets to work on the side of one machine.
So I insert my torque wrench at the bottom of the lock, take the scrubbing pick at the top. What I'm doing is scrubbing a pick, moving the pick back and forth over the tumblers inside the lock, and it's giving way. I can feel it. And the lock's open.
That's the lock that's on the side of each of the 16,000 voting machines Maryland has. It protects the card that's used to record official ballot results. Opening the lock also gives McLarnon access to a keyboard jack, which is handy because...
What I've concealed in my coat sleeve... Give me a second.
He reaches up and from the cuff of his jacket pulls out a small rolled-up rubber sheet.
It's a keyboard, a flexible keyboard.
He takes it and plugs it into the outlet at the side of the machine, and with a single press of a key, activates the screen.
Okay, I've begun interacting with the terminal.
So wait a minute, how did you get into it?
By pressing the F2 key.
That's all?
Yes.
The other team members are amused. They've spent the better part of the week looking at these machines and are a little surprised themselves at what they've been able to do. McLarnon and teammate Sean Smith show what can happen next.
So... at this point, I can end the election, I can transfer results, I can do all these functions here that the administrator can do.
We can overwrite any file in the system by hitting F2, and you can actually overwrite the results on
the... Okay, we're gonna do that now.
They admit it is far-fetched to imagine such a scenario taking place in a precinct without anyone else noticing. In fact, election officials say it would be almost impossible. Such tampering would also only affect the results of one machine at a time. But team member Paul Francis says he's found a way to tamper with many results at once.
What I've done is intercepted the upload of the voting file, saved it to my computer. I could then edit the file to make it say whatever I want, and then I successfully uploaded it to the actual voting server.
All it takes, he says, is a laptop, and finding out the password and phone number precinct officials use to transmit unofficial election night results to the central office. He can tap in and change the results before they reach their final destination. Francis admits officials would later discover the discrepancy when they did the official count using the cards from every machine. But the red team members also believe they could break into the main computer server, the one used by the election board to control the entire election.
You can hear the modem make its wonderful noise, and we'll get a network connection.
William Arbaugh, a computer scientist at the University of Maryland, says once again a password and username would have to be tricked out of an unsuspecting election official. But if he can do that, there's no end to the trouble he could cause.
You know, I could put a virus or a backdoor is what the hackers call it, into the machine so I could always get back in later if I wanted to. I basically control that machine completely now.
And that can involve anything from wiping out data to changing the format of the ballot. So a voter pressing the name of one candidate on the screen actually has the vote recorded for someone else. But team leader Michael Wertheimer says he isn't really worried that will happen in the upcoming primary. He says there are easy changes that can be made to the machine to prevent someone from breaking in. He says a lot of problems his group found can be avoided simply by applying secure tamper tape over voting machine locks.
It's designed so it reads out, you know, secure, and if you just touch it or try to tear it, it comes out with a bright light, insecure. So if anyone tries to pick a lock or open this, it will indicate that someone tried to mess with it.
Linda Lamone, Maryland's administrator of elections, says that's just what her office plans to do, not only for the voting machines, but also on the servers. She says these computers are already in secure locations and access is limited. She also says measures have been taken to ensure that passwords and phone numbers don't get into the wrong hands.
I am confident that the March election is going to be a secure election. And if anybody tries to do any mischief, and we catch them, we're going to prosecute them.
Both Lamone and David Baer, a spokesman for Diebold Election Systems, note that the machines have already been used in numerous Maryland elections without any apparent problems. Baer takes issue with the red team findings. He says his company will review the report, but that security concerns have already been addressed in response to earlier studies of the Maryland system.
Whenever there is a independent third-party review done, we certainly look at those issues. And if those issues need to be addressed and are applicable, we certainly will address those and meet the needs of the state, as we did.
Baer notes that electronic voting has a much better track record for accuracy than a lot of other methods of voting. Michael Wertheimer says he's more worried about the future, when potential troublemakers become more familiar with how the machines work.
I'm worried that the level of sophistication of the hackers out there, having seen the system, we now have to raise it to another plane. It gets harder and harder to secure a system as more and more people use it, understand it.
He and his colleagues think paper receipts might be the only way to instill voter confidence in touchscreen voting, or at least as much confidence as can be expected. Everyone who deals with elections agrees it's impossible to make them completely foolproof. Even with paper, there can still be miscounts, lost ballots, and smudged ink. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.